Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Colonel Craig Roberts is going to be joining us in the last hour and a half of the radio broadcast today to give a military/police overview. He's been a SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, Marine Corps sniper, colonel in the Army, Oklahoma City bombing investigator. Haven't had him on in about 6-8 months, maybe even longer. He's going to come on to give us an overview at NORTHCOM, the police state, Obama, climate gate, everything that's happening. In the 52 minutes that we're going to have left in this hour, when we come back from break, we're going to have our once-a-month visit with Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Always look forward to having our fellow GCN host on with us. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, he'll be simulcasting via TV Skype into our studios here in Austin, Texas, and going out to all of you. I want to first go over ClimateGate with him. Then I want to get into the fact that Obama said 34,000 troops. That's what he's sending. He already sent troops before that. This is really a red herring. They're talking about a new war tax. We're going to go over that. We're going to go over the Dubai default of 14 billion pounds. That's almost, what, 25, 26 billion dollars. That is all coming up. We're going to discuss media distractions like Tiger Woods and these gate crashers at the White House. Why are they having congressional hearings about that this week and not about ClimateGate? And we're going to get Mike's take on where he thinks ClimateGate's going, how badly this damages these people, and his strategy, because he's a pretty smart guy, on how we counter this. Because it's probably going to fail at the U.S. level. Most nations, though, are going to pass it and ratify it. Their heads of state are going to sign it and then ratify it at their legislative parliamentary level. How do we beat this at the public school and college level, where the U.N. has been caught red-handed in secret documents now? This is as big as ClimateGate, about how they've taken over all the scientists, how they're brainwashing kids, how this is communism, how they're taking over society. I mean, this is just so amazing. I don't even have words to describe how bombshell these latest developments are, but we'll get Mike Rivera's take on that on the other side of this quick break that we are accelerating towards right now. Also, gotta love Jesse Ventura. Went on Larry King Live last night, talked about 9/11 being an inside job, and plugging his new TV show that premieres tomorrow night. I won't be able to watch the premiere at 10 p.m. at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Looks like we've got a bunch of big guests lined up for the show tomorrow. Catherine Austin Fitz is coming back on. We have a bunch of other guests on ClimateGate. Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in because Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth, has now become a Christian. He's now anti-New World Order. His new album is named Endgame. That's topped the charts and is in his own words, the most positively reviewed album he's ever put out. He told me he wanted to hook up when he was in Texas in December. I forgot about it until just last Friday, and we contacted him, and they said, yeah, we're so booked up in Dallas with media, but we still want to do an interview. So a sit-down interview. So I'm going up there to hook up in person with Dave Mustaine because, folks, he has hundreds of millions of fans worldwide. And the fact that he's awake to the New World Order is a great inroad into waking up people all over the planet that are Megadeth fans. So this is really exciting. I wasn't sure it was even going to happen yesterday because they were so booked up and his management was, well, yeah, you should have called us earlier. But I talked to Dave, and he's making sure it's happening. So that's going to be going on tomorrow night. They've invited me to the concert and backstage, but I don't know if I'll be able to stay for that. But there is just so much... so much going on, so much happening. So look forward to that interview being aired later in the week here. And it's a done deal. They say it's locked in, but it ain't done till it's done. It ain't over till it's over. All right, Mike Rivera, straight ahead on the other side. We'll go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So much is happening on the freedom front. We had Charlie Sheen on Sunday announcing the winner of 20 Minutes with the President, a video contest exposing 9/11 truth. Jesse Ventura was on Larry King Live talking about 9/11 being an inside job last night. His new TV show set to premiere tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on True TV. Everywhere, people are talking about global government and the New World Order. There is a ultra-massive awakening taking place across the globe. Now, 9 days ago, I put out a video release breaking down the basics of ClimateGate. The head UN Climate Center. Insiders leaked thousands of emails, hundreds of documents, the computer code with notes by the computer programmers in the code about here's how we carry out the fraud, the earth is getting colder, here's how you fool the data, here's how you hide the decline as we've been ordered to do. They gave it to other countries. Now New Zealand has been caught manipulating their numbers to fit. Now we have the official United Nations documents that are in an article written by Paul Joseph Watson, bombshell, UN documents outline plan to use ClimateGate crooks and end run around national sovereignty. And in here they talk about how to go out and politically get control of all the scientists. This was years ago. how to get them on the payroll for world government, how this is world communism, how it's meant to shut down freedom, how they've got to do this by stealth, that it's to set it up so the UN can make all the world rules and make all the laws, the UN itself, a private holding company for private central banks engaged in a private corporate takeover of the planet. This article is so important. And then secondarily, in the UN documents that have just now surfaced, but the UN admits are theirs, and this is all admitted, they talk about how to take over your children. And then we see Al Gore giving speeches to elementary kids about don't listen to your parents. You teach them that the earth is dying. We've got to have the tax. He's all over TV promoting it. He's in dramas, sitcoms, the news. It comes out the government's paying for this. This is hardcore program that's worse than the Soviet Union. I mean, at least there they admitted they were doing it. Here they try to hide it, but it is publicly available. So that's going on. It's kind of a public secret. We have the New York Times bragging how kids are trained, seventh graders, to come home and tell their mom you can't have a hot bath and to write them climate tickets and bring it back to their teachers and report on them. We already knew this was being implemented globally because it's the same programs everywhere, but now we have the internal UN documents. It is up to the viewers and the listeners of this radio/TV transmission, just like you helped drive ClimateGate out like no one else. And it's up to all the activist sites, the libertarians, conservatives, true liberals, people that want freedom, people that are shattering the left-right paradigm, that want justice, to get this latest UN world government gate, UN takeover of the children gate, UN children gate. Hell, the UN's always caught running child kidnapping rings. I'm not talking about that child kidnapping gate. But this child takeover, this brainwashing gate, from Australia to Canada to England to the U.S. to Germany, it's global, to Japan. We are under global management. They're just admitting the world government now. Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joining us from Hawaii via video Skype. Mike, I mean, the magnitude of these documents, first I want to get your take on how we help push this out to everyone to show how the UN in their own documents is talking about how they recruited scientists to fix the data. This completes the circuit of fraud from NASA and the U.S. government to the UN to England. And so, A, how do we get this out? B, your take on ClimateGate and these latest revelations, as just like with Watergate or something, the deeper we dig, the worse it gets.
Yeah, it is absolutely a monumental scandal right now, and it is important to get all of this information out there. It is important to get to people who normally do not get their news off the internet and get this to them as well. We're in an absolute war. It is an information war right now. The corporate media, with the exception of Fox News, and a couple of individual organizations like Wall Street Journal is covering this with a great deal of fairness and objectivity. But for the most part, the corporate media is still trying as hard as they can to put a lid on this. They're still trying to sell Copenhagen is a good thing. They're trying to get this through. It's a bum's rush. They're trying to get it done as fast as they can before the rest of the world wakes up to what's going on. And just talking to everybody, posting everywhere, flood the net, call your newspapers, just get in their faces and let them know you know there is a huge monumental fraud going on here. Now, with regard to ClimateGate, the global warming hoax, if you will, was one of three pillars on which this push for global government was built. The other two were swine 11, the phony global pandemic, which hasn't really worked out, and of course the global financial crisis. So right now the global government agenda is in serious, serious trouble. They see this fight over ClimateGate as possibly being the final battle, because if the global warming hoax becomes exposed to the whole public and that pillar collapses, then the whole global government agenda is going to start unraveling and coming apart. Now, the thing I've been telling my listeners and my readers over at my website is really very simple. For everybody who ever said, oh, the government doesn't engage in such massive conspiracies, you've got one right in front of you, staked out for all the world to see. And after you look at this with government, the media, and it wasn't just Hadley CRU, New Zealand's Climate Research Center has been compromised, NOAA has been caught fudging their data, it is truly a massive conspiracy to trick the people of the world into accepting the yoke of global taxation and global government. Look at this and then ask, what else have they been lying to us about? And more importantly, if they get away with it this time, what else will they lie to us about in the future?
And, Mike, expanding on a point you just made, there's all these famous FBI hidden video clips of the mafia in New York and New Jersey and Illinois meeting around a pool tables or in bars, talking about murders they've committed, talking about whores they're running, talking about drugs they're bringing in, talking about cops and judges they're buying. We have that with the ClimateGate emails and the computer program with the notes. For those that don't know computer programs, if there's glitches in them or designed fraud, there'll be internal manuals, just like Diebold got caught with the programs with internal messages to how to manipulate things. They have been caught in spades, red-handed, across the board, in premeditated fraud from the head UN climate change facility that they chose, who would announce the benchline fraud, and then everyone else in UN-controlled academia would then line up and parrot that and fix their data along with it. And now we have the latest UN documents where they're talking about fixing the data with all the regional groups. I mean, this is a giant 30-year takeover program that is now blowing up before our eyes, and this is beautiful.
Yeah, it absolutely is. This is Mother Nature telling Al Gore, booga booga, because obviously the Earth has been cooling for the last 9 to 10 years. It forces them to talk about hiding the decline, because if you think about what is really invested, I mean, look at all the people who have put their own personal fortunes into these new green industries. Al Gore is heavily invested in his brokerage. Obama is hooked in with this climate, Chicago Climate Exchange operation. They've all put their money into it. It's the new big money maker. Plus, you've got the global government agenda. There are trillions of dollars on the line here, and they're seeing it all blow up in front of their faces just because the Earth happened to get cooler. Well, these people didn't become rich and powerful by letting a little thing like the truth get in their way. So they're out there just trying to propagandize this thing. They're already out there spinning, saying, well, okay, we caught a few bad scientists, but we have all this other data which says what we wanted to say here. But common sense has to tell you, if you have 10 reports that all say the same thing and one is a proven fraud, then the other nine are going to be a fraud as well.
And then we have the latest UN document, internal document, not for publication, which the UN confirms has now been released, where they're going back over the last few years, getting all their scientists lined up, recruiting them like secret agents to be part of this political takeover for global governance. We have them red-handed.
Yes, we absolutely do, and people should be very, very angry about this, not only because of the push for global enslavement, because when you talk about taking taxes away from people on the basis of a hoax and giving thing back, that's slavery. I mean, they're in there, they're going to be in there raking in the trillions of dollars in carbon taxes and saying, yeah, we're saving you from global warming. Give me the money. We're saving you from global warming here. It's a hoax, and that is a form of enslavement. It is a covert form of enslavement, but it is still planetary enslavement. That's what they're trying to do. And people should be furious about this. Right now, anger is the appropriate survival response.
And I just want to point out to everybody that we've been right about this all along. We have been here telling the truth, that it was a fraud, that it was for global government, that it was a way to wage war against humanity. It was a way to give us carbon credits with national ID cards to track everything we were saying and doing. And we were only going off their own documents. Now they're caught out in the open because now they're to the point of where they can't deny it anymore because they're openly taking over. And right at their weak point, when they were going from denying it to admitting it, this blows up in their face. And more the evidence shows, and mainstream media is reporting this, as you mentioned, that the British government said, oh, this was a hack so that they could try to cloud the providence of these internal documents and emails and block it from being admissible in court. But now it's coming out that the scientists admit it is their emails, it is their documents, and that in the emails there are other scientists, junior scientists in these universities saying this is illegal, we shouldn't be doing this, and that it's those scientists that leaked this because there was just the FOIA request a few months ago that was criminally blocked with the British government and the University of East Anglia. And so people said, I'm not going to engage in fraud for you. And that this was given to the police. This was given to the BBC 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago now, and they criminally blocked it. So now the conspiracy of fraud is getting bigger. And as the criminals try to cover it up, the charges are racking up.
And it's becoming very obvious. I mean, we used to say the fastest way to expose a dictator, make him act like one in public. They're doing it right now.
Yeah, what about the UN saying, if you criticize man-made global warming as media, you can't come to the Copenhagen event. Only if you agree can you come. Huh, we'll be right back.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
All right, Mike Rivero is our guest for the rest of the hour. I want to open the phones up in the next segment, but only on ClimateGate. I want that to be the main focus in this hour. Only on this situation. with the new United Nations documents where they're organizing a global government corporate takeover from state government, federal government, local government, right down to your children, how to turn your children against you. Now, if this doesn't make you angry, folks, I don't know what does, creating a false consensus. Mike Rivero, where do you see this going? As their banking takeover blows up in their face, as their global warming tax blows up in their face, as their, but Obama doesn't care, 34,000 more troops to Afghanistan.
Yeah, Obama has already indicated he is just fully in accord with this agenda. Remember when he was campaigning for president, he said, I'm going to end the war and you can take that to the bank. Now he's sending another 30,000 troops into Afghanistan. He's going to Copenhagen. His White House spokespeople are standing there with their hair on fire regarding ClimateGate and insisting they can't smell any smoke. They're saying, oh, well, the science is settled. We're going to go in and we're going to sign away your sovereignty. Now, the important thing for people to understand, and again, getting angry right now is appropriate because it's obvious they're going to steamroller this plan through, regardless of the fact that everybody knows it's a fake and a hoax. Their attitude is, well, as long as they're...
Well, we just lost Mike Rivero from Hawaii just a few years ago. Video Skype cut out every 30 seconds. Now it cuts off every 20, 30 minutes. But hey, that is the magic of technology, that I can be sitting here in Austin, Texas, going out on satellites to AM and FM stations, global shortwave, satellite, internet, at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com. We can connect to Mike in Hawaii on an island 3,000-4,000 miles out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, that can be beamed to satellites or through undersea cables into our studio and out to you instantaneously. That is certainly very, very exciting. So that happens occasionally. We just did it over a phone line. It wouldn't be cutting out, but I know the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers like to be able to see Mike Rivero, complete with his hula shirt. I tell you, I got to envy him living out in Hawaii. But we couldn't live in Hawaii because the cost of living is too high. I wouldn't be able to run this office the way we do. Texas is pretty cheap, folks. Very, very low cost of living comparatively. Austin, great place to have our operation. If we lived in New York or City or Los Angeles and ran this operation out of Hawaii, somewhere like that. Plus, I'm a Texan. I love Texas. But I do envy Mike Rivero and living out in Hawaii. The problem is, if I lived in Hawaii, I'd be swimming every day. Probably even try to take up surfing. I know I'd be scuba diving every week. So maybe it's a good thing I'm here in the Texas, that I'm here in the Texas hill country. But we are getting Mike Rivero lined back up. And if there's any problems, we'll just go ahead and go to regular phone line with him. You know, we can always do that. We can. Okay, great. We got Mike via the phone. Okay, Mike, you got cut off. Mike Rivero joining us by telephone from Hawaii. Finish up your point.
Okay, well, my point is very simple. It is a founding principle of the United States of America that we were all raised to cherish, that governments rule with the consent of the governed. And you need to look at everything the United Nations is doing regarding the imposition of a global government. None of it is being done with the consent of the people. They're trying to trick us into going along by creating these false monsters of human-caused global warming so that we'll feel guilty and say, yeah, I guess we got to do it. Or they're going to try and scare us with the global pandemic so that we'll run to them and say, please, please save us from the nasty virus. Or they'll crash the economy and say, so that we'll run to them and say, please give us some bread, give us some water so that we can survive another day. And it's not being done with our consent. It's being done with trickery and deception and the manufacturing of a false consent out of fear. This is not democracy. It is not even a republic. It is the imposition of a global oligarchy. And it is being done through fraud. Everybody listening to this show should be furious right now. You should be angry. I mean, screw anger management. I am seriously ticked off here, and so should you be. And if you're not angry about this, what's wrong with you?
You know, I was just about to make that point when you made that point, Mike. We're on the same page. I yell and scream. I get angry because we're meant to get angry over being usurped, being enslaved by a bunch of swindling, degenerate parasites, caught red-handed, and they're just continuing on with their fraud. Everybody needs to stop just accepting this tyranny.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Mike, I want to go to phone calls with you on ClimateGate, but some of these other issues. Obama sent close to 40,000 additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan in the last 11 months, but the media never talked about that. We would just see little blurbs about incremental 4,000, 5,000, 10,000, 2,000. And they've sent more UN troops. They've sent more NATO forces. They've hired more Afghan troops. It's over 340,000 troops now, the Associated Press reports, against the Taliban, outnumbering them 12-1. But the Taliban doesn't even really exist. There's just different tribes out there. It's on record that most of the Taliban is working for the coalition forces. The war is over the pipeline, it's over the opium, it's over the black hole of profit that this war causes, this huge racket, as Smedley Butler so eloquently said. But now Obama has announced 34,000 additional, that we're never leaving Afghanistan, that they're going to escalate it. Now they've announced Russia's giving advisors, they're giving Black Shark attack helicopters, their latest type Hind. Just crazy alliances going on. What is Afghanistan really about? And what are all the lefties saying now about their God Obama, the anti-war guy, escalating and keeping us in Iraq?
Well, I think a lot of attention is focusing on a statement Obama made last week where he's going to finish the job. And everybody's saying, what job? Why are we there? Is it the no opium poppy left behind concept? We really don't know why we're in there, except that politically, Obama doesn't want to be the president who lost another war. More and more observers are saying that Afghanistan is starting to shape up like a new Vietnam. And, you know, Lyndon Johnson took a huge hit for Vietnam, and so did Richard Nixon. So nobody wants to be the president in charge of a losing war, even though Obama promised he was going to end the war and bring our troops home. Now, maybe his promise was that he thought he could win a quick, decisive victory in Afghanistan, despite its long history to the contrary, and he could bring his the kids home that way. But it's obvious that whatever Obama is doing, he is not listening to the people, and that is what he's supposed to be doing.
Well, that's well said, Mike. Expanding on that, we have these different Democrats saying that, and now Republicans are saying they're looking at it and may agree to it. Here's the headline, GOP wages internal debate over tax increase for Afghan war. Obey, Congressman Obey, that's really his name, tells Obama Afghanistan war tax or no surge. So they're saying, you can have your surge, but we're going to have another tax. I mean, how many taxes has Obama raised? He's lied about everything. All he's doing is raising people's taxes.
Well, they're not so much raising them as they're simply adding new ones all the time. I mean, this latest one, they want to do a carbon tax. It's a tax literally on the air. They've run out of things to tax. We've run out of money to pay the taxes for. The government is broke. There was a breaking story just before we went to airtime where they're talking about a major, major uplift on the government's official debt ceiling, which we know they've already violated many times over. The bottom line is they're out of money. They can't get any money. They're trying to come to us to loot the last few nickels out of our pockets. All government knows how to do is raise taxes and take money. That's all they do. That's all they know how to do. And they're absolutely never going to stop until we make them stop.
But again, I go back to this question. On every front, the government is openly corrupt, openly run by foreign corporate interest, openly setting up world government, openly expanding the empire, openly setting up a police state domestically. And no matter what we do, they just accelerate their program. And I guess they're counting on Northcom to keep people under control. Real unemployment's over 22%. MSNBC admits, and CNBC admits, it's 17%+. Where is all this going, Mike?
Well, I think the game plan right now, and we're seeing this certainly with the climate gate stonewalling, is their idea is we're just going to do what we're going to do anyway, and they're basically relying on the idea that the American people are not going to kick down the doors and rush into the legislative chambers with torches and pitchforks to deal with the matter themselves. Of course, other rulers have had that same arrogance before, like Louis the 16th and Charles the First and Ceausescu and Mussolini. So governments do make these kind of critical mistakes, and I think this is a critical mistake for the government to go on acting as if we, the American people, don't have an opinion that's worth listening to. There was a Rasmussen poll came out just yesterday where 71% of Americans said flat out they are angry with the federal government. At some point, it almost feels like a confrontation has become inevitable. I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of violence. I've been hoping the federal government would collapse the way the USSR did. But it almost seems like our government is going to keep on abusing the people until somebody fights back. Maybe that's what they want, because then they can bring in the armies of the United Nations and reconquer the American continent for the New World Order.
And by the way, people 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, when we would read UN documents, West Point training manuals, Colonel Craig Roberts could talk about his nephew being trained. They had Wesley Clark there, and he said, you will serve the UN. We may use UN troops in America to quell the American people. Now that's in the Northcom documents. They had NLE 09 with FEMA a few months ago, FEMA.gov, saying troops from 14 foreign nations are training to take on the American people. And folks couldn't believe that, just like they couldn't believe the Copenhagen Treaty was world government. Now the UN says it's world government. I mean, people have got to face the facts. We are being conquered right now by a group of illegitimate crooks.
It's absolutely right, and you need to understand something about the global government. I mean, I'm opposed to the concept completely for reasons I've already gone into. But if you have a government that is coming into being by way of deception and lie and fraud, then this will be a government that can never be honest with its population, can never allow dissent, can never allow examination. They're already talking about making climate denial on a crime on the par with Holocaust denial. It is going to be an absolute tyranny because they will not be able to allow any freedom whatsoever. Or the first thing that's going to happen is the people are going to say, wait a minute, why are we listening to you if it's all a lie?
So, again, how does this come to a head? How do you see this ending?
I see it ending with enough people getting angry around the world to start kicking on the doors of the legislature and the ruling palaces and say, look, we're not going to go for this anymore. You can sign all the Copenhagen treaties you want. We're not going to go along with it. It's like Gandhi did in India, non-cooperation. You can pass all the laws you want. You can print up all the little fancy pieces of paper that say you have a right to my money and my property. But if I don't go along with it, if I refuse to believe it, if I no longer am enslaved by these beliefs that you are trying to put in me, then it's not going to work. You can run around with your fancy papers and stuff. There are, you know, 300 million Americans out here. They're buying up guns and ammo. And if it comes down to a question of absolute force, the federal government is going to lose. And I know they've got the portable torture machines, those pain ray guns and tasers and all this other stuff they're buying with our money, I might add. But the bottom line is they can target a few small dissenters and put them through a great deal of grief. But if the American people, all 300 million, got angry at the same time, this federal government would be gone 24 hours later.
And they know that. And it took 5%. 3 to 5, depending on which historic numbers you look at, to defeat the British. We have way more than 5%. I mean, as you said, over 50% are ready for revolution. The left-right paradigm, where they play the left and right off against each other so the people never actually deal with the actual power structure, that's wearing thin. So they're coming off the rails. They're stuck in the mud. Their whole juggernaut is grinding to a halt right now, and I just hope listeners realize we are in one of the greatest times that we've ever seen. We are going into a time when the future of humanity is going to be basically charted, and every email, every phone call, every letter written to the editor, every speech you give at church, every video you give your coworkers, every person you send to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or WhatReallyHappened.com news article to, is one more person we begin to wake up, because people are now ready to hear the truth when they weren't ready to hear it in the past. We've been proven right about everything we talked about. We're only going off the globalist own playbook, their own reports, their own white papers. Something this big can't be hidden. People say, well, if this was happening, there'd be leaks. We'd have whistleblowers. We'd have documents. We do. You know, that's the whole point here. And, I mean, I can rant and rave about this all day. It's just so mind-blowing to now be alive in this time. Let's go to callers on ClimateGate. Carrie in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. As you know, this is not only a horrible affront against sovereignty, this is a money-making scheme for the United Nations. As part of the Clean Development Mechanism that's in the Kyoto Protocol, there's what's called the share of proceeds. The United Nations is literally collecting money off of all of these emissions credits that they're creating through the Clean Development Mechanism, and they suspect that they're going to have almost 3 billion emissions credits created by 2012. Right now, those credits, the CERs, the Certified Emission Reductions Credits, are going on Sandor's European Climate Exchange, which is the European copy of the Chicago Climate Exchange that you were discussing earlier. Richard Sandor owns both of those companies through Climate Exchange PLC. These CERs are going on the European market right now for $21. It's like 13 and a half euros. Barack Obama, during the campaign, he said that he thought that a reasonable price for carbon by the ton was $40. That's twice what it is in Europe, which is the mandatory market. The price for these same instruments in the United States on the CCX where it's still voluntary, right now is like 75 cents. So there's a total push by the money-making organizations on the planet, specifically the United Nations and especially the World Bank, all of the other banks that are affiliated with these banksters and criminals, because they're making money off of it.
Exactly, you know? And that's why Newt Gingrich is for it. That's why all the big banks are for it. That's why all the big oil companies are pushing it. That's why this is all happening. And a lot of the public really thinks the Earth's dying and polar bears are drowning. They believe polar bears can't swim. Just the simplistic fraud is so over the top. And the carbon taxes and carbon credits is only a small piece of all this. They're going to tax beef and poultry and fish and television sets and your dog. California's already doing it with the TV sets. This is being announced. This is literally thousands of taxes. Mike Rivera.
Absolutely, and it's more than just the taxes. We have an article at whatreallyhappened.com today where basically it's going down the list of the world's richest people and how much of their personal fortunes they've invested in these new so-called green industries. They're all lining up to invest in these brand new companies because one of the effects of this global warming hoax is to encourage people to stop buying old products that are now declared to be dangerous to Earth and to start buying these new products. Well, the new products are all owned by these very rich people who are getting on board the green revolution. And it's not about saving the Earth. It is simply about stealing market share away from existing companies through the use of this propaganda and trick. As I said, there's trillions of dollars on the line here. And this is why they're not going to walk away from this hoax without a fight.
Well said. I'll tell you, Kerry, you were extremely informed. I wish more people knew what you knew. What are you doing in your area to wake up folks that have no idea? They're told, hey, green cars, electric cars, windmills, sounds great. But that's the sugar coating of this global government. The globalists have nothing to do with that. They could care less about all that. That's just a facade they put up. So when people hear, oh, the UN wants me to have an electric car, isn't that good? It has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, we know that for a fact. I posted up an article on the Prison Planet Forum called the Kyoto Protocol, Oppressing People, Enriching Banks. What you're talking about with these electric cars, what the United Nations is doing right now in third world countries in the name of quote-unquote saving the environment is funding these clean development mechanisms. So from our perspective, we say, oh, well, coal is dirty and we need to save the environment, we need to put windmills up. Well, that's fine. But when you live in China and the UN comes in with funding from the World Bank and says, we're going to build a hydroelectric dam here because it's clean. And by the way, all you 1 million people who live here, yeah, just leave. The clean development.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It allows the UN to selectively give the contracts and the money to select corporations that fund the United Nations. So it's a takeover of the global economy by a select group of corporations. Thank you, Kerry. Great points. Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Last night I received a recorded message from Randy Neugebauer, our congressman here in West Texas, and he was talking about the carbon tax, the carbon credits and everything. And he said in the recorded message that it would raise everybody's energy bills per family $3,400 a year.
Yeah, no, the United Nations and the Democrats admit that. That is a very low estimate. The plan will double the price of coal-powered electricity. So 51% of our electricity comes from that. And even if you don't have a coal plant in your area, the energy's all pooled and shared in most areas. So most of the electricity we get has coal generated power in it, and that alone will devastate the economy. And this is just the beginning. I mean, it's like they promised the healthcare plan wouldn't have penalties for not having insurance. It's got $5,000 penalties. It's got $250,000 fines, 5 years in prison. It takes 2.5 to 5% out of your check. Look, these big banks want profit centers, and they use government to come in with excuses, health care, the environment, whatever it is to loot us, just like the banker bailout was to unfreeze mortgages. The day after they passed it, October 3rd, they said, we're not going to spend it on mortgages, and we're not going to tell you where the money's going. And then it turned out it was going to George Soros and Al Gore and others. I mean, we have total criminal swindlers stealing everything, and that isn't enough for them. They want even more. Mike Rivero.
Yes, absolutely. Wealth is an addiction. We're dealing with people who are addicted to your money. They can't get enough of it. They get a thrill from having it to spend, buying another yacht, another car, another piece of jewelry. They're addicted to money, and it is time for an intervention.
More things.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah. The 35,000 troops, of course, you know I was in the Gulf War, and 35,000 troops after 8 years is who came up with that number? If you're going to finish something, why not send 200,000? What's the difference? Why
well,
not defeat them with overwhelming force?
Well, I mean, I thought I might recognize your voice, but I know I didn't know you were in the Gulf War, Rusty, but I appreciate your call. Look, there are different Democrats here saying, what's the point of the war? This is all stupid. This is all a failure. I'm looking for the exact quote one Democrat had. Democrat, war tax proponent, obey calls, expect a troop surge, a fool's errand. Well, no. I mean, if you believe the fake objectives we're told on the news, bring democracy to Afghanistan, give me a break. But for the real objectives, it's a great success. $500 billion a year in opium, hundreds of billions in oil, hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts for all these fat cat companies. It's not a fool's errand. Our troops are there to engage in the looting. They're there to hold the ground so the banks can take over.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Craig in Washington. Craig, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Just mentioning on this Climategate, or at least illegal activities regarding that. In Washington State, an employer has to pay a tax on how their employees get to work. So if they drive a car, they pay X amount.
Oh, yeah, there are already hundreds of carbon taxes. I'm trying to explain to people there's hundreds in place now, thousands going into place.
Yeah, then, you know, people just kind of overlook it or don't pay attention. But, you know, when it quietly started, I mean, no one, like, pieces it together. How could this be legal or, you know, choosing, making people either come to work a certain way or charge them, like, well, if you carpool, then you pay X amount if you walk.
And look at what that does. It also tracks how you travel, what you're doing. It gives your employer more work to do. More jobs get lost because of the increased expenses. Mike Rivero, what about the Weather Channel founder talking about filing suit? I mean, we have real evidence now of these big climatologists for the UN trying to persecute other climatologists, get them fired, not let their stuff get published. That right there is a major civil suit, open and shut, caught red-handed. We have criminal charges with the British University, the head university, working with the British government to block FOIA requests behind the scenes illegally. We have the fraud of Al Gore trying to make everybody pay him a tax. I mean, isn't civil lawsuits a way to go?
I think it's definitely one way to go. I mean, frankly, given the fact that a lot of these institutions that have been caught rigging the data are funded with public tax money, I think a class action suit's appropriate here. I think we absolutely have a right to sue pretty much the entire institution of global warming for perpetrating a fraud using taxpayer funds. NOAA's been compromised. NWAI has been compromised down in New Zealand. HAB is compromised in Great Britain. The whole structure is a gigantic hoax. I would hope there might be a legal remedy. Unfortunately, you have to remember that those judges in the courts are basically being paid by the same government that was hiring all these scientists to rig the climate change data.
And we now have the newest internal UN documents where they admit a covert operation to take over the universities, the scientists, to help them covertly set up world government and to brainwash children. I mean, this is sensational level information right now at PrisonPlanet.com.
It absolutely is, but you need to remember one more thing, and that is that the government has started invoking sovereign immunity for pretty much everything it does, which is this idea that we can't sue the government no matter what it does. Now, I've never seen sovereign immunity in the Constitution, but it has been used in a lot of federal cases recently involving vaccinations, involving various other malfeasances by the government, where they simply say, we own the courts, you can't sue us. And, of course, on that path lies the road to a real revolution.
Listen, Craig, just get involved with locals. Point out that Washington State now wants, along with California and Texas, to put a box in your car by law that taxes you by the mile on top of gas tax. That's now been proposed by Obama. I'd tell people about that 10 years ago because the Department of Transportation was proposing it. People laugh at me. The time for procrastination must end now.
Absolutely. This is the final battle.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Mike, always informative having you on from Hawaii. Thank you, and I look forward to having you back on with us next month.
I look forward to it again, Alex. Thanks for having me.
There goes Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.